Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Omud Aleph. And we begin Simen Sadi Beis at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Dalid Omud Beis. This simen deals with urges to go to the bathroom during the davening or before the davening, and how should one conduct oneself. The Mechaber starts off and he reminds us of a very important din. The person has to go to the bathroom. As we'll see, this is true for both urination and defecation. He should not daven. And in fact, if he does daven, his tefillah is considered an abomination in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, because of the pasuk from Amos that we said yesterday, should prepare himself to greet his master, to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uksiv shemor raglecha kasher telech obeis elokim, and one should watch to make sure that he's clean when he goes to his beis elokim, to the shul. V'yamru Chazal, and Chazal tell us, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is God telling us, shemor nikovecha, raglecha is a term that we use in the pasuk that often means to urinate or defecate. So one should be careful about this, b'shor sh'ata omed b'tfilas lefonai. One should be very careful that he shouldn't have the urge to go to the bathroom before he davens before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'tzorech lachzor ulispalo. If in fact somebody davened in this situation, l'chatchila, he has to go back and repeat the davening. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what is this for? Both for urination and defecation. And he says in Sivkot and Beis, Yesh Omrim the Davka Lugdolim. There is an opinion that's brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Chai Adam, as is explained in the Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maschel, Vitzorach Lachzor Lispalo, that this is only true for defecation. If a person has the urge to defecate and he davened, his davening is a Toeva, and he has to go back and repeat the davening. However, Avol Ektanim, but if it's just for urination, B'diyevet ain't tzorech lachzor l'spalo. The Chayyadim and Magen Avraham say that B'diyevet, you shouldn't have done this l'chatchila, you shouldn't daven if you have to urinate. But if you did have to urinate and you davened, then B'diyevet, your davening is still considered a davening. That's not a toeva. However, V'yesh chokim, there is the opinion that's brought down over here in the Shaar HaTzion in the name of El Yerabah and the Derech HaChaim, and this is also brought down in that same Bir Halacha, that they hold, in fact, that even for ketanim, even for urination, if a person has to urinate, his davening is a toeva, and he has to go back and repeat the davening. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha writes, "V'ein koach biyodenu lahachriya b'nehem." We don't have the ability to distinguish between these great gedolim, and therefore, how do we paskin? So, Dear Shufuta number 2 brings down in the name of El Yashiv Zatzal, Shekivin Shenechlaku b'zeh haposkim. Since there is this machlokas over here, according to the opinion of the El Yerab and Derech HaChaim and many others, you aren't in fact Yotzei, you should repeat the davening. But you should do this with the Tanai that we said, that if you're chayiv to daven over here, so this is your obligated davening. And if you're not chayiv to have davened, you're really, really Yotzei, so then this should be a tefillas nedova. And this is in fact the opinion as well of the Chesed L'Alofim. Therefore, Dirshu footnote number 1 reminds us that a person should go check himself before he starts davening to see if he has to go to the bathroom, and he should take care of his needs, and this is in fact called a guf naki. And therefore, a person should make sure he gets up early enough in the morning to take care of his body's needs, and he shouldn't come late to davening, and shouldn't come to miz, man kriyeshma, or man tfilo, and to daven with the tzibur because of his bathroom needs. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'hani mili she'enu yochel lahamid atzmo shir hiluch parsa." This is true that your tefillah is considered an abomination if you have the urge to go to the bathroom, is if you're not able to withhold yourself from going to the bathroom for the amount of time it takes you to walk a parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. A mil, as we said many times, is roughly the distance of a kilometer. In Dirshu footnote number 3, he goes through in some detail how do we get to these measurements. They're basically 72 minutes. This is assuming a shear of 18 minutes to walk a meal. This is where we have the concept of 18-minute matzah, and we have the concept of various shiurim in terms of when is the proper time to daven, for example, Motzei Shabbos, when is Shabbos over, and there are different opinions. There are opinions of 22 and a half minutes for a meal, 24 minutes for a meal, and Lamaisa, we paskin over here, 72 minutes is the hiluch parsa, the amount of time it takes a person to walk these 4 mil, these 4 kilometers approximately. One parsa is 72 minutes. Avol, im yochol lahamid atzom shir parsa, you ought to be dievi. But if the person wouldn't have to go to the bathroom within that 72-minute period of time, the amount of time it takes him to walk the 4 mil, the parsa, so then he would be yotzi b'di'evet. Again, l'chatrila, he should go to the bathroom. Avol l'chatrila, the Mechaber says, lo yispal ad shivdok atzmo techila yofi. A person shouldn't go start davening unless he's made sure that he doesn't have the urge to go to the bathroom. If he does have the urge to go, he should take care of his body's needs, and then he should daven. Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Gimel writes that the Hiluch Parsa is, as I've mentioned, Hu Arba Milin, Shu Shira Shaw Vachomesh, that this is an hour and a fifth of an hour. A fifth of an hour is 12 minutes, and this is where we get the share of 72 minutes. Sivkot and Dalad, the Mishnah Brewer writes, Yochol Hamid, what does that mean? That you could withhold yourself from going to the bathroom? Lo Tzomar, Meis Haskolas HaTfilah, from the beginning of the Tfilah, Hoya Bokoach Lisho Shir Zeh, if from the start of the davening, let's say Shachris, for example, it starts at 6 o'clock, if you won't have to go to the bathroom till 7:12, so then you could start davening at 6 o'clock, b'di'evet, if you weren't able to go to the bathroom for whatever the reason before the davening. And even if at 7:12, 7:15, you're running to the bathroom, so then you were not needing to go to the bathroom during this period of time, so therefore, this would in fact be acceptable b'di'evet. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, if at the start of davening a person is unsure if he's able to withhold himself in for the hour and 12 minutes, and then l'maisa, he sees that he was able to hold himself in, so then you're probably yotzei b'di'evet in this situation, but he's leaving this with a tzarich iyun. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, l'chadchilo, one should go to the bathroom beforehand. Rotz l'omer, afilu yochol latzo b'yatzma yosmi parsi, even though a person knows for sure he can hold himself in for a couple of hours, he won't have to go to the bathroom for a couple of hours. Kivin shu margish b'yatzmo kitzas shetzorich l'nakovav, as soon as the person has some slight sense that he has to go to the bathroom, then afilum ayidei zeh shenakes atzmo lo ye yuchal espal lematzibur, even if this is going to cause him by going to the bathroom now, he's going to miss davening with the tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says afilu hochi tov yosel espal biyichidi biguf noki. An amazing thing, the Mishnah Berurah says the person has to go to the bathroom, and as a result, for whatever the reason, he didn't get up early enough in time, and now he has a sense that he has to go to the bathroom, and if he doesn't go to the bathroom, he can hold it in for an hour, 2 hours, not a problem. So he won't be over the Baal Teshaktsu that we talked about. Nevertheless, it's preferable for him to miss davening with the tzibur, if that's how long it's going to take him to go to the bathroom, to daven biyichidi is preferable, beguf noki, than to daven with the tzibur, having this urge to go to the bathroom. An amazing din. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, Omnam, imroesh ayidei zeh sheyivdok yavor zman tfila legamrei. If, however, by doing this, you're going to miss the zman of davening, then hiskim ha-mogin avrom, mushar achronim, then the mogin avrom, many other achronim, right? Then, in this situation, where by going to the bathroom now will cause you to miss the Zman of Tefillah, then, as long as you know that you can withhold going to the bathroom for the hour and a fifth, the 72 minutes that we've been talking about, then the Mogen Avraham and the other poskim over here say that you should daven rather than go to the bathroom, because in this way you won't miss the Zman of Tefillah. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that if a person doesn't have to go at the beginning of davening, but he knows himself, he's getting older, he's going to definitely have the urge to go in the middle of the davening, so then, yuchol lahamid atzmo shir parsa, as long as he knows that he's going to be able to hold himself back from going to the bathroom for the shir of the parsa, then mutar lo achshav lispal, then at the start of the davening, he can go to the davening and not worry that he, in the middle of davening, he's going to know he's going to have an urge to go to the bathroom. As long as he'll be able to hold that urge back for the hour and 12 minutes, then he can start davening lechatrilo. He does bring down that the Piskei Tshuva disagrees with this. Gamba ofen zeh lo yispal. He says in such a situation, a person shouldn't daven. Then the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'chol anitzuach l'nekavav. If somebody has the urge to go to the bathroom, osra afilu b'divrei Torah, then not only can he daven, but he's not even allowed to learn Torah. Kol zman shegufo mishukot min anekavim. As long as he has this sensation, and his body is therefore filled with the feces, so therefore he shouldn't learn, he should go to the bathroom before he learns. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, Afilu b'divrei Torah, the kol shekein b'kriyashma ushar brachos, and certainly this is true for kriyashma and other brachos, u'b'di'eved, mashma b'divrei apri megodim, dein tzarech lachzav likros. But if you didn't stop, and you went, in fact, and said Shema, and you said these brachos, you don't have to repeat them. And kein kosav ha-ramban b'muchamos, the Ramban holds the same way in the Muchamos Hashem. Dushu foot number 6 points out that listening to divrei Torah when one has to go to the bathroom, the Makor Chaim says that is permissible. Dishu footnote number 7 says, in Ba'osos Manho Tzio Chaveru Tvilaso, if while you had the urge to go to the bathroom, somebody else made the brachos or said some tvila and you were yotzi with them, so the Bir Halacha later on says he's not sure im yotzi yidechovoso midin shomea ka'one or not. Dishu footnote number 8 brings up the interesting question, can you say moda'ani in the morning when you have to go to the bathroom? Most people, when they wake up in the morning, have an urge to go to the bathroom. So Chaim Kanievsky brings down, l'chaorah mutter. It is permissible to say moda'ani, even if you have the urge to go to the bathroom. That's not really a bracha, that's not really a full tefillah, and that is permissible. The rest of the footnote goes into some detail discussing exactly how this was derived, ayin sham. Sivkatan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when your body is filled with feces, it's improper to daven. Afilum eno misavik kach, even if you don't have such an urge to go to the bathroom, shebo mishum bal tashaktsu, that you're not over having this isser of bal tashaktsu, you shouldn't be an abomination over here, you shouldn't be a sheketz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having to go to the bathroom. Nevertheless, kiva sheno yochol lamo, that's what parsa, since the person won't be able to hold back from going to the bathroom for the sheer of the parsa, you shouldn't learn in this situation. Go to the bathroom first. But if you can't hold back for the parsa, mutra filu b'kriyashma, then it is permissible to go and recite kriyashma. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here the Shari Tshuva that we've already mentioned before, who is machmir and says, no, this is not allowed. Meaning, as Deshu footnote 9 points out, afilu yochol laham esatzel b'kishir parsa, osra afilu b'divrei Torah. The person has the urge to go to the bathroom. The Shari Tshuva is very machmir and says the person shouldn't do anything before he goes to the bathroom. Mishnah Berurah then adds, Imhu melami Torah l'rabim, if he's a public teacher of Torah, odoresh, or he's giving a drasha, or be'emtza nitzarech l'nekov of afilu gdolim, and in the middle of the drasha, the person has to go to the bathroom, even to defecate. Mutulo l'hashos atzmo, then he's allowed to hold himself back from going to the bathroom and continue giving the public drasha, because this isser of Baal Tishaksu is raki sur d'rabonin. It's not really an isser d'raisa over here, it's raki nisser d'rabonin, and it's an asmachta on this Baal Tishaksu, or mipnei kovet abrios nitche, and the kovet of the brios, if the person has to stop the shir in the middle, he goes to the bathroom, that would be very embarrassing, and because of this lack, of, therefore, of kovet abrios, Chazal said he doesn't have to stop the shir. This rabbonin isser of Baal Tishaksu doesn't apply over here. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that this kovet abrios is a relative thing, and if a person wouldn't be embarrassed, so then there is no problem of kovet abrios in stopping over here. But if he would be embarrassed, then this kovet abrios takes precedence. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, in be'emtza tfiloso nisoru lo tava, the person at the beginning of the davening did not have an urge to go, but now in the middle of the davening he has the urge to go, yamid atzmo achigmor velo yafsik, he should hold it in, and he should finish off the davening, and he doesn't have to interrupt. Again, as I said many times, when we're talking about tefillah, we're talking about the Shemoneh Esrei. So this is a din in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. If he didn't have the urge to go at the start of the Shemoneh Esrei, now he has the urge to go in the middle, as long as he withhold himself from going for the shir of a parsa, so then he should not interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei, and he's allowed to continue davening. The im b'shas kriyashma b'chosel nisorah, but if the same thing happened while he was saying the brachos of kriyashma or the kriyashma, bein liktan and bein likdolim, whether this is for urination or whether this is for the urge to defecate, kari kedarko, he's also allowed to read over there, continue reading the brachos of kriyashma and the kriyashma. The Ramah qualifies this and he says, Hagah, v'davka she'eno misava kokach, dies be'mishun bal tishaktsu. This is only so if he doesn't have the urge so much so that he would be over this din of bal tishaktsu. Avo b'lav hochi, yosotov l'havsik. But if that's not the case, he does have such an urge to go, so then it would be preferable that he actually stops over here. And this is brought down in the name of the Tshuva's Harashba. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains what we meant by the Mechaber saying in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he had the urge to go. Wrote Zolomar, Shekodem Atvilo Bodek Atzmo, before you started the Shemoneh Esrei, you checked yourself and you didn't have to go. Or, O Shelo HaYotzorech L'Nekachov Klal, or he had no need whatsoever to go to the bathroom. Lekach, therefore, even if he does subsequently have the desire, the urge to go to the bathroom, even to defecate, he doesn't have to, and he shouldn't stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to go to the bathroom. Well, partial, and it's clear, but as soon as the Shemoneh Esrei is over, then he should go to the bathroom. He shouldn't wait till the Chazaras Hashatz and Kedusha are said, Kizehu in Yanacher. That's a separate entity, so to say, and therefore he should interrupt to go to the bathroom at this point. As we've already learned previously in Simon Hay, where are the separate parts of the davening? However, if he is able to go and hold himself back for the shear of the parsa, so that we've already discussed in Sivkot and Zayin. We brought down there the more makel opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings as the first opinion, and then the more machmer opinion that he brought down in the name of the Shari Tshuva. The issue footnote number 12 brings down if the person has the urge to go to the bathroom, but he unfortunately suffers from constipation, so he brings down the name of Rav Ozer Zatzal, that if possible, such a person should try to use some sort of a sam hamishalshal, some sort of a laxative, before he davens. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, if a person drank some sort of a laxative, let's say before a colonoscopy or something else, for whatever the reason, and he knows that lo yuchal lahamid esatzmo kishir parso, and he can't hold himself from going to the bathroom for the shir of a parso, but this is because of this mashke hamishalshel, this special drink that he drank, so then the makor chayim brings down mutlo l'spalo. In that situation, he would be allowed to daven. Because al koponim achshav eino tzorach klal, because right now he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, even though he knows he took this diarrheal agent that will make him have to go and it will make him have to go even before the shear of a pyrus is up, he's allowed to daven now. And Rav Pincha Scheinberg's Zatzal says the same thing, afilu lechatchilo yochol. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes writes, this is true b'shas kriyashma as well, you don't have to interrupt the kriyashma. Rotsu lomar, after b'kriyashma b'chosecha, ho yochol lelech mimokom zelamokom achil if no shomol lehatomayim, even though, as opposed to the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to move. In the middle of the brachas of kriyashma, you're allowed to pick yourself up and go to the bathroom. There is no problem in moving to a different place. Even though you're allowed to, as long as you don't have to go to the bathroom so badly, you'll be able to hold it still back before you have to go to the bathroom for the shear of the parsa, then you don't have to stop the kriyashma or the brachas of kriyashma, and you can continue saying them. Why? Even the Mikodim, Badek Ezatzel, because at the start you didn't have to go. He says, look in the Bir Halacha, where he explains the Bayarnu Dein Mutarak Ad Shmoneh Esrei. This is only true, however, until you hit Shmoneh Esrei. So you can finish off the Brachas of Kriya Shema and the Shema, but you have to stop before Shmoneh Esrei. But since Avo Shmoneh Esrei, the Inyan Acher, also Lo Leimor. But since the Shmoneh Esrei is a separate entity, so you have to stop before you start the Shmoneh Esrei if you have the urge to go to the bathroom, Kivan Dutzarech Lunakovov. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests, Al-Kain Yiro Lahavsik Al-Koponim, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that the best thing to do is to stop over here in the Brach of Emes V'Yatziv, Lotzeis L'Nekovav, Kidei Sheyuchal Acha Kach Lismok Gulu L'Tvila. So therefore, stop, Al-Koponim, Bebiachas Emes V'Yatziv, Lotzeis L'Nekovav, Kidei Sheyuchal Acha Kach Lismok Gulu L'Tvila. Therefore, stop during the Brach of Emes V'Yatziv, so you'll be able to be Somek Gulu L'Tvila. And he suggests, Yosef Tovim, Yochal Lotzeis Ben Aprokim, the best thing to do is to stop at a paragraph break between the paragraphs. The Yishuv footnote number 15 points out that you wouldn't be allowed to say Asher Yotzer in this situation where you did stop, because that, we already pointed out in Siman Samach Vav, you would say at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'cheinim nisorah lo taiva kodim shisro v'birchas kriyashma. If you had the urge to go to the bathroom before you started the brachos of kriyashma, niru da'asa lo lemor shuv ha-brachos kriyashma kodim shivduk esatzwa. Then you can't even start saying the brachos of kriyashma before you go to the bathroom. V'im kein l'miv, l'fi ma'ashem v'vur l'el b'sof simen nun dalid, de baruchu shayach l'birchas kriyashma, v'yachah baruchu nechshav ki emtza perch shiotza ar. As we've learned previously, the baruchu is really part of the brachos of kriyashma, and you're not allowed to interrupt between baruchu, the baruchu, and the start of the brach of Yotzer or so. Therefore, im nesora lo taiva besof psuka de zimra also lo lemar baruchu. Therefore, if you have the urge to go to the bathroom after psuka de zimra, go right then and there. Don't start baruchu and then go to the bathroom, because who in yinacher? Because baruchu is a separate entity from the psuka de zimra. Im lo shiocha lahamid atzim wad parsa yesh lismoch lahokel. Unless, of course, a person can withstand going to the bathroom for the shear of the parsa, so then he could be somech on the makel opinion that we've already brought down in Sifkot and Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud writes, She'eno Misavi, he doesn't have such a desire to go. Rotsu Lomar, She'eno Nidchach Lotzas and Kovim, he's not really pressed to go to the bathroom right now. Ela Bisarivus Biyamah, he recognizes he has a sense of an urgency that he has to go, but he doesn't have to go right now. We are in the middle of this Ramah, but this will conclude today's Shir. Mitzvah Shem will catch up on this tomorrow.